just thanking Randy for what this fire department means to Bryan and to College Station. They work in tandem on this. This was, and you realize what one big family you really are. I mean, we can, you know, have our disagreements during a regular course of life, but when it comes down to it and it's a family matter, this is what seems to bond you together and shows what's at the true heart of our organizations.
And you're the relative newcomer.
I
bet you've been really amazed about the way all this has come together.
Yeah, it's a fantastic community. You know, the community steps up and they want to do something. It's a great atmosphere. And so, yeah, it's fantastic to see everybody come together, especially when you're talking about men and women in uniform. They give of their lives, literally. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
I know you've been speechless on a number of occasions through this.
Well, and today's the same thing. It's just incredible, again, the community we live in, the support, and it's just overwhelming, and we're just so grateful to everybody who has come together for us and the families involved, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to adequately say thank you, but all I can say is we are just so grateful, and again, as they said, we live in a wonderful community full of wonderful people.
And how's the continuing transition going, not only for the guys still in Galveston, but how are the Pickards and the Wallaces doing, and how are the rest of your guys doing?
Well, you know, everybody is just is still trying to cope with it, but each day we feel like we're maybe getting a little stronger through this. We're certainly trying to focus on the positives, and there have been some positives come from this. And we're just coming closer together, and it's been said throughout the organization, we're going to draw closer together, we're going to be stronger because of this, and we're going to move down the road in honor of those that's not with us anymore.
Okay. Very good.
And Chief, I'll slip in behind Bill over here. I'll have so many hands.
Very thinner
than you are.
I appreciate that. Does that cost extra, by the way? Yeah, I don't mind.
It's a special lens. Chief, just talk a little bit about what it feels like to be a part of a community that has such a big heart.
Well, I tell you, again, the word that keeps coming to mind is just overwhelming. Just it's hard to describe. You know the people here are wonderful and such, and we have a great community. We knew that before, but when you see this kind of support after something like this happens, and just the support is just, it doesn't stop. It continues to come in. And it just goes to show the heart of the people that live in this area, in this community. And it's just absolutely incredible. I'm very proud to be a part of this community, and it just shows through these people stepping up and giving out of their pockets to those in need and during a time like this. And it is just one of the most wonderful things I think we have ever experienced here.
Talk a little bit about how encouraging it was to see. We saw earlier this week a report that the two firefighters in Galveston are making great, great steps towards their recovery. Talk a little bit about that progress.
Well, you know, every day they get better, I think all of us get better. Their spirits are high, and they're two incredible young men, and their goal is to be right back here on the trucks as soon as they can. While that's going to take a little while, they are fighting very strong every day and just giving all their energy to get better, to get through the treatments and the therapy. And I tell you what, they're very inspirational to us. And the more we see come out of them, I think the better it helps all of us feel and helps healing. Just seeing those guys coming through it and doing so well.
Now, there are two firefighters that aren't at Bryan Fire Department anymore. Talk a little bit about how this department is surrounding the Wallace and Pickard family.
Well, you know, we lost two great leaders of our organization, two great family members here, and we are a very close family, and, you know, during this period, we're just trying to provide them everything they need and just be there every way we can. We can't replace who they lost, but we just want to comfort them in every way we can, and they're going to continue to be our family from here on. That will never change, and we're just doing everything we can to just help them get through this and make things the best they can be.